you, Christy.
We are so happy to be here. Junior Achievement is one of the nonprofits that the conference is supporting, and we're so thankful that everyone in this room is giving back. And for those that don't know Junior Achievement, we are a national nonprofit, and we've been in San Diego for 50 years. And we teach kids how to get a job, how to manage their money, and how to get how to run their business.
Excellent. And we have a couple of them right out here, and
they're walking
around the room selling tickets and all that type of, raising money for their organization, that type of stuff?
That's right. So the way it works tonight is that if you buy some raffle tickets, it's $5 for six, and then on Monday, if you buy a raffle ticket, you get a chance to win $250, and then Junior Achievement gets a portion of that money. And so with your support, we teach, again, 75,000 students each year, all about financial literacy, work readiness, entrepreneurship. And Junior Achievement was founded on the basis that we're not doing enough to help the kids connect to the business world and the careers that they want after they graduate. So we work with K through 12 kids. We go into the schools. We have two campuses programs. And they're like us. They learn how to be adults for the day and connect what they're doing in the classroom.
Fun, fun, fun.
Yes.
Adults for the day. Try adults every day.
Exactly.
So what exactly are they doing here? I mean, obviously they're raising money, awareness, all that type of stuff. What's their goal here?
So the students here tonight are called our JA Teen Ambassadors, and it's sort of like our own exclusive club.
Okay.
And they come to JA for, they have to be in high school, and we have a series of events for them every month. So they have to go to networking events. They have to look people, in the eye. They have to get business cards. They go speak at our top fundraising events. They do all of our media coverage. And we take them on job shadows, so they get to go to, you know, local businesses, learn firsthand what they do. And then they're just here. Really, they represent the best of Junior Achievement.
Right on, right on. So are you guys going to be here the entire conference, or is it just tonight? What do you want them to learn here?
Well, so tonight we just want to, again, thank the conference for selecting Junior Achievement. It's such an honor. And really just, you know, come buy a raffle ticket and help support Junior Achievement and help the future.
And get them used to credit unions as well.
Exactly. So one reason why we're here is Mission Fed recently just gave us $1 million to open up our newest high school facility. It's called Finance Park.
Wow.
And the way it works is the kids select a job in the classroom, and then they come to Junior Achievement, and they don't get their salary until they come to Junior Achievement, because they would all pick the salary that's, you know, $250 a year, right? That's what we would pick.
Yeah.
So they come to Finance Park. So let's say they want to be in the credit union, and they get their salary, and then they get a fictional family. So they may be married, they may be single, they may have kids. And so let's just say they start off as a teller. They get that salary, let's say it's $40,000, but it's all based on real San Diego prices. And so then they have to buy a car, buy groceries, get a house, buy insurance, buy daycare. And it's so funny because when they go to buy the car, they want the cool Ford Mustang, but then they're like me and they have to buy, you know, the big minivan now because they have their kids, right? But they're learning really life lessons. And again, going back to what it takes to be an adult. And we're hearing things like, wow, you know, San Diego is so expensive, or having kids is so expensive. And you know what? I can't make it on this salary. So what do I need to do? Do I need to go get higher education? Do I need to pick another career? What can I do now to succeed for tomorrow?
Wow, what a great life lesson right there. Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
And so our teen ambassadors who are here tonight have been a part of that program. And we just rolled that out. And like I said, we just actually signed a contract with San Diego Unified, which is one of the school districts. And this year we'll serve 14,000 high school students. So they'll come and, like I said, learn about financial literacy and how to manage their money. And at the end of the day, they had to have a balanced budget.
Oh my gosh. I wish I had this when I was his age. So, my gosh, I would have been way ahead of, you'll be way ahead of the game, I guarantee it. So far ahead of everybody else, so I guarantee it. This is great stuff, Chris.
Yes, yes. And a lot of people don't know about Junior Achievement, and so that's why we're so happy to be here tonight. But we're so passionate about what we do. And also, just to point out, California, which is where we are tonight, got an F in financial literacy. We provide zero K through 12 financial literacy education.
What?
So they're not going to take a budgeting class. They're not going to take an economic class. In fact, California is one of 13 states that got an F. And it's they got an F by the Central for Financial Literacy, which is a think tank out of Washington, D.C. And so we're so passionate because if you think about the 2006 recession with people buying cars and homes they can't afford,
right.
Unemployment, bankruptcy at a record high,
yep.
Are we going to send the next generation to make the same mistakes that we've already made? No, we don't want to do that. And so that's why, again, we're so proud to be part of this conference because we are making a difference. And these are tomorrow's leaders. And when they're walking away from Junior Achievement Program, they are. They're learning how to manage their money. They're learning how to work in a business and pay taxes and get a paycheck and use a debit card. And so it's really important. And we just feel so passionate about it. And so I will let you talk to one of our students. And but thank you so much for having us again, a part of this conference. And so happy to be here.